Stark decision dictating on Charles Geno. That's Geno. Geno. Charles, Charles. Their birth is 12/26/43. And the date of visit is 12/17. Please make a copy of this for Melody Jones. Melody is MELODYE. Melody. MELODYE. Jones. JONESARNP. Then next paragraph. Dear Melody. MELODYE. Thank you for sending Charles Geno for a permanent evaluation. Next. History present illness. This is an 80-year-old male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea. Has been on a BiPAP mask at 13/9 cm with a full face mask for the past 10 years. The patient states that the mask does not fit properly and he has trouble with air leak and has not been using it as recommended. Period. He also has had significant fluid retention and lymphedema of both lower extremities, which is chronic and is unable to resolve the lymphedema in spite of regular therapy. The patient is short of breath and orthopneic, but denied chest pains. His most recent labs showed anemia with a hemoglobin of 9.6 and WBC of 5.8. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history of prostate cancer with radiation therapy and a history for bilateral knee replacement surgery in 2008. He had a cholecystectomy in 2015 and surgery on his right ear. In 1975, patient had cataract surgery and lens implants. He is a known diabetic for over 10 years, as well as hypertensive, and is on meds. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of heart disease, as well as father at age 98. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. And next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked for 5 years. Less than a pack per day. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, review systems. The patient had gained weight, he has fatigue, denies deviation or cataracts or glaucoma. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. He also has asthmatic attacks and shortness of breath with wheezing and legs falling. He has abdominal pains and reflux. No black stools or diarrhea. He has arm pain and calf muscle pains, and he has had lymphedema of both legs, and no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. He also has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and he has headaches and no numbness or memory loss. He has apneic episodes. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. Medlist included losartan 25 milligrams BID, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, and aldactone 25 milligrams BID, duloxetine 30 milligrams a day, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, and Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Glipizide 2.5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse 72, respirations 22, temperature 97.8, weight is 270, saturation 97. HEAD anophthalmic pupils reactive. Tongue moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest decreased excursions and breath sounds are diminished to the periphery. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart sounds regular, someone S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, obese without mast cells, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. And the extremities reveal edema 3 plus with pigmentation of the skin and decreased peripheral pulses. There's lymphedema. And induration of the skin from the knee downwards. Peripheral pulses are not well felt. Neurologically, it reflexes the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, chronic lymphedema of both lower extremities. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to go for a polysomnogram. To see if it could be sent for a CPAP titration study. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. He will continue with diuretics as before. Advised to go to the lymphedema clinic to get evaluated for treatment for lymphedema. And weight loss was discussed. And regular exercise. Follow-up visit be arranged in 6 weeks. The patient may qualify for a new CPAP or a BiPAP setup. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Melody Jones, M-E-L-O-D-Y-E, Melody Jones, ARNP. Thank you.